WIL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WIL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by AT&T. Kids in Montgomery County Public Schools are watching a short video in school today. It's from Superintendent Jack Smith, a response to this week's student protests over Donald Trump.
While MCPS supports everyone's right to assemble and respectfully express themselves, these demonstrations have unfortunately generated valid concerns regarding the security of our students outside of our schools. When students are threatened or injured as part of a protest, it raises serious safety issues that require us to rethink the situation.
Yesterday, one student was beaten by other students for wearing a Donald Trump cap during a protest. Superintendent Smith says in that video that he expects all students to remain in school. Donald Trump's transition team says the incoming president is planning to require officials to pledge that they will not lobby the government for 5 years after leaving his administration. And Mr. Trump will require new government officials to end whatever lobbying they're doing now. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has a lot of meetings planned today as he continues to assemble a cabinet.
Today in Trump Tower, a flurry of meetings lined up for the president-elect, including South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, a former Trump detractor.
That's not who we want as president.
Now under consideration for Secretary of State. Meantime, new reports suggest that Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump's husband, could likely end up with top national security clearance and become a key advisor to Trump. Trump's team rejecting concerns over nepotism and a potential conflict of interest.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Two University of Maryland football players have been arrested and charged with shooting three other students with a BB gun. 19-year-old Lorenzo Harrison and 19-year-old DJ Turner, both freshmen, are facing three counts each of second-degree assault and reckless endangerment, as well as threatening bodily harm while on university grounds. A construction worker is recovering this morning after being trapped in a trench collapse in Prince George's County for hours.
The man was part of a construction crew replacing water lines along the 500 block of Crescent Road. Mark Brady with Prince George's County Fire says the worker was standing just outside of a safety box when that collapse happened.
He bore the entire brunt of that collapse. As a matter of fact, it covered him all the way over top of his head.
Other workers quickly moved in to make sure the dirt was cleared from the man's face so he could breathe. Once rescue crews arrived, they pumped warm air into the trench, and around 6 last night, the man was finally freed. Brady says the man's injuries are serious but non-life-threatening. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C.'s Death with Dignity bill is now headed to the mayor's desk, but her signature may not be enough to make it law.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says she'll sign the bill that would allow terminally ill people to get prescriptions for deadly drug cocktails. Even though Bowser's on board with the Death with Dignity Act, the U.S. House and Senate may not be. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says she'll vigorously defend the bill if Congress tries to stop it from becoming law. Groups in favor and against Death with Dignity say they plan to lobby Congress. Lawmakers have 30 legislative days to review it. If they decide to nix it, President Barack Obama would have to approve that action. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,868, the Nasdaq at 52.95. Sports, the Wizards lose on the road again, the Caps pound the Penguins, women's college basketball, number 6 Maryland wins, and the Nationals' Max Scherzer wins the National League Cy Young Award. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things are breaking all the time.
Mark Levin.
If you're going to come and listen to this program, it's my responsibility to be serious, have fun, yes.
6 to 9 p.m.
But to do the work that has to be done.
On 105.9 FM at AM 630.
WMAL.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at JoinOverheadDoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland trying to push through Gaithersburg on 270. The crash southbound 270 south of 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. Maryland 95. I'm looking at delays stacking up near 175 heading through Laurel. The crash is going to be southbound 95 south of 216. That's before you get to 198. People have a lot of activity there. On the Baltimore Washington Parkway slows each direction in Laurel. Northbound had an incident that was near 32. Now on the Beltway, boy, Beltway busy everywhere. On the Inner Loop and Greenbelt, the crash slows us from College Park. Outer Loop with the rubbernecking each direction in Prince George's County near 214 Central Avenue had a crash. Virginia Beltway on the Inner Loop, Van Doren accident slows across the Wilson Bridge. This is a huge backup. And then on the Inner Loop side too, the crash near 50 Arlington Boulevard cleared. So some good news there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Tracking high pressure, that's it. High equals dry, and dry weather will continue as we move through today. 63 overnight tonight, clear in 43, suburbs 30s. Sunny tomorrow with a high close to 70. Let's leave it at 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Springfield, 36 in Germantown, 44 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. Donald Trump starts the swamp draining with a lobbying ban. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, bottom of this hour, Susan Ferriccio covers Congress for the Washington Examiner. She'll tell us what's in store for this lame duck session. And then at 8:05, D.C. Councilmember Alyssa Silverman, who is now rethinking plans for a big inaugural parade here in the nation's capital because, you know, Hillary didn't win. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. We got plenty to do this morning. Keep it here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, let's be honest. It's not a big secret that you've had your concerns about Donald Trump, but now that he's president-elect, I look around and I see, well, Paul Ryan's on board, and the leadership in the Senate seems to be on board with Donald Trump. Even Ted Cruz, and man, I mean, they went at it tooth and tongue, but even Ted Cruz now making the trip to Trump Towers to have meetings with Donald. Where are you now in this after the election?
I have my concerns, but I wish him well, and I think we could have a successful Trump administration. We could have a disastrous Trump administration, honestly. He's a very unknown character when it comes to governing, and a lot will depend on these appointments. So I do care about if I'm invited to Trump Tower to give advice about who we might want to consider, I'll be happy to do that. I'm not holding my breath on that particular thing. But I will say, to be fair, they've been in touch with a lot of people involved in Trump world and the Trump transition, and I think they are trying to find good people, not just loyalists, which would be a good thing. Look, he could be a mixed bag as president. I think the Trump White House will be kind of a mess in a lot of ways just because of his management style. But if you have a good Secretary of Defense, a good Secretary of State, a serious person at Treasury, a very serious person at Attorney General, you get good judges, you get good foreign, you know, some sound foreign policy decisions, you rebuild the military, you deregulate and get the economy going, you could have a pretty successful administration.
And Bill Kristol, I've got to think that President Trump, when he takes the oath and begins his tenure, I got to think that he would go a long way in mending fences with the conservative movement, which, of course, the Weekly Standard has been in the forefront of the conservative movement for a couple of decades now, by making the right choice for the Supreme Court. Would you agree that could be a game changer?
I mean, I think it would be a very good start, and a very important start. It's something he's assured conservative. He got a lot of support from conservatives who were reluctant on other grounds, good grounds. I just say, in parenthetic, I don't like the rhetoric about getting on board. That's not the way one approaches a serious matter of politics. One makes judgments based on what he does. I see no reason for blind loyalty. I see plenty of reason for well-wishing and for trying to be helpful, but also opposing where he makes foolish appointments. On the Supreme Court, I think that's a huge possible winner in this sense, but I think he can get a very good appointment. He'll get confirmed about he or she, so that's very important.
Do you have anyone in mind?
Political. No, I mean, the list of judges that he put out was quite good, I thought, and you don't have to be a city judge. That probably would help make it easier. But I think, you know, politically, if he announces soon whom he's going to appoint, he can't, I guess, officially nominate someone until January 20th when he's president. But if he says, let's begin the process, let the Senate start taking a look at all the paperwork and so forth, if he does that, you know, let's say December 1st or whatever, I think that's a winner politically. I think it would rally, as you sort of said earlier, every conservative behind him, every Republican, basically. And if it's a good appointment, a lot of people in the middle who say, look, it's Justice Scalia's seat. The key is to have somewhat of distinction, and it's not going to be a liberal, obviously, if Donald Trump is president, given what he said about that. It would rally conservatives. The left would sort of, they seem to have to oppose every conservative judicial appointment, every Republican judicial nominee these days, so they might oppose it. It would be a big fight in December and January, and a fight Donald Trump would win. So instead of being distracted by, you know, which of the kids is doing what and how the business is going to be separated from the White House, and those aren't trivial concerns, obviously, or who's counselor and what Steve Bannon's website said a year ago or something, you could have a fight that I think would be a good fight politically and substantively for conservatives on the Supreme Court, and that could kind of dominate, not dominate by itself, but it could be one of the dominating things in December and January. I think it would be a good start for his presidency.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Ted Cruz made a trip up there to Trump Tower, and it was initially thought, well, maybe he's being looked at for Supreme Court, and then Kellyanne Conway seemed to downplay that as a possibility, which makes me wonder if whether he's being considered for U.S. Attorney General. What do you think about that idea?
I mean, it's an interesting idea. I kind of assumed that Jeff Sessions, a very early supporter of Donald Trump, and I think he was Sessions was Attorney General of the state of Alabama and a judge, and a member of the Judiciary Committee, would be more lot. You know, I've assumed he would get that job, but I have no problem with Ted Cruz, Attorney General. Maybe it was just a goodwill gesture. He needs to reach out. He should have a lot of senators come by Trump Tower, not just ones whom he's buddies with or ones he ran against for the presidency. You should have a lot of people. You know, I do think he has, people want Americans want their presidents to succeed as they should. And certainly Republicans and conservatives will want this, even if they didn't support him, will want a successful conservative administration. They want a strong economy, a constitutional Supreme Court, strong foreign policy. So I think he has pretty good opportunities to reach out and to build the beginning, at least, of a governing coalition.
Our guest is Bill Kristol, editor and founder of the Weekly Standard. And, you know, the Weekly Standard came about during the age of President Clinton and the rise of Hillary Clinton in America's public profile. And I'm curious now, a week after this election, from your perspective, Bill Kristol, reflect a little bit on the Clintons now basically being irrelevant in the American political scene.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. I think of it this way. There have been Bushes or Clintons in the White House from 1980, except for the Obama 8 years, during which Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, however, and then, you know, preparing to run for president, and Jeb Bush is preparing to run for president. So basically, Bushes and Clintons have been central or very close to the center of American politics for, what, 1980? What is that, 36 years? It's really amazing when you think about it, isn't it? One of the impressive achievements of Donald Trump, and I wasn't a fan of his, and I remain very doubtful about him, but still, one of the really impressive accomplishments, he first beat the Bushes, then he beat the Clintons.
Yeah.
How many people have done that, you know? and he did it in a way, in a similar way, actually, I would say, you know, by running against the establishment, by saying he would represent the great middle class and the forgotten Americans. Doing that as a governing matter is now the task. So it will be odd, I suppose, not having the Clintons at the center of our politics. But I want to come back to one point on Trump, and you alluded to this earlier, too, both of you. I mean, now it's about governing. I like politics. I'm interested in elections. I'm going to be studying some of the exit polls and the demographics of who voted for whom. But at the end of the day, the reason there was a Reagan revolution in the 80s wasn't that he defeated Jimmy Carter in 1980. That was important. Obviously, that was necessary. It was because he governed successfully for 8 years and handed it off to his vice president, who didn't do a bad job of wrapping up some loose ends that Reagan had left at the end of the 80s and beginning of the 90s. So really, it's about governing now. I mean, I do think Trump, you know, Donald Trump, it was an exciting campaign. He won the Electoral College. Pretty impressive, very impressive. But it's really now about governing successfully.
Great point.
Yep, very good stuff.
As you said in your post-election article, onward. And we will all go onward.
All right, Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard. Thank you for joining us. Good to have you on, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, guys.
It's now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the Beltway, this is one of the toughest morning rush hours I've seen in a long time. For Beltway delays, as you cross the Wilson Bridge, I want to start heading from the bridge over towards Springfield. The crash with an overturned vehicle after Telegraph Road, focal point of both inner and outer loop delays. Also, we have delays to the Wilson Bridge just after Route 5 before St. Barnabas Road. Each direction south of 214, heavy with accident activity. On the inner loop, leaving College Park and into Greenbelt, finally, looks like we're getting the... One of the right lanes here crowded on the inner loop as you approach 201 Kenilworth Avenue. So, like I said, a lot going on in the Beltway, a lot going on in through town. George Washington Parkway coming off of the 14th Street Bridge, going northbound, the crash before you get to Memorial Circle. And northbound Route 1 in Woodbridge, the crash northbound had been north of 123. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a pretty nice day today. 63 degrees, mostly sunny. Tonight, clear skies dipping down to 43. Tomorrow, 69. A lovely day tomorrow. Mostly sunny, warmer, 69. It doesn't get much better than that. Saturday and Sunday are breezy days. Saturday in the upper 60s. Sunday, it'll dip down to lower 40s. And overnight, get down into the 30s. Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees. 7:16 on WMAL.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
Brian, you just heard Bill Kristol remark on the sweeping change that the electorate clearly wanted this election season. First with doing away with Jeb Bush pretty early on in the primary process, and then ultimately doing away with Team Clinton there in the general election. That's why it's kind of surprising to hear that the Democrats in the House and the Senate are pretty much sticking with their leadership team. Nancy Pelosi appears to be coming back as minority leader. Chuck Schumer, very much a Team Clinton kind of person, and a face that Democrats have seen leading them for decades now, will come in as the minority leader in the Senate. We'll talk to Susan Ferriccio about all of this at the bottom of the hour. The one place they appear to have isolated for a new fresh face is as chairperson of the Democratic National Committee. Now, Howard Dean, he's a throwback, and he's thrown his hat into the ring, but there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of momentum behind him. The momentum seems to be behind Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison, Democrat from Minnesota, first Muslim elected to the House of Representatives,
right,
and an outspoken critic of, well, any conservative Republican in America.
Absolutely.
A huge supporter of Black Lives Matter, and even a person who at one point compared the 9/11 terrorist attacks to the Reichstag fire that brought on the rise of the Nazis and Adolf Hitler in Germany.
Isn't it interesting that they would think about this guy as the leader of the party, given the outcome of the last election and the fact that the message Democrats should be getting right now is that they are losing support among white working class citizens of this country?
Well, I guess their thought is Keith Ellison is a new face, not somebody that you're used to seeing, you know, like a Howard Dean would be. He's African-American, and he definitely will inspire and gin up the opposition kind of outrage there against this incoming Trump administration. In fact, listen to him yesterday. He gave an interview. And this is Keith Ellison, the man who the Democrats seem to be rallying around as the new chairman of the DNC.
It should never have been this close. I mean, Donald Trump is the single worst person ever to win the nomination of a major party. When I say bad person, I mean, like, you know, every sexist thing he said, every racist thing he said is just deplorable, quite frankly. Now, I don't say that about his supporters, but I say it about the way he campaigned in this election.
So there you go. That's the new message coming from the Democrats, which is basically exactly
the old message.
It's what Hillary Clinton ran on.
Well, exactly. And so you lose, and then you double and triple down on the same strategy. Knock yourself out. That's what I say.
So right now, it seems to be a face-off between Howard Dean representing the establishment. And it's kind of interesting there because he actually originally ran back in 2004 as the anti-establishment outsider. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then he was the DNC chairman. And one can argue that he was relatively effective. I mean, he came in after John Kerry lost in 2004, became the chairman of the DNC. And by 2008, an organization had been set up to allow Obama to become president. You can
possibly say that Howard Dean had something to do with that. It's between those two now. Now, there was one other name that you and I were really hoping would be thrown into the mix here. And sadly, we have learned now that this guy is not interested in the job.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know, it used to be bad blood. So take a look at what you've
done. That's right. Martin O'Malley.
Bad blood.
Hey! Martin O'Malley has said that he is not interested in being the chairman of the DNC. Now, here's what's interesting.
That's so sad for us.
As far as I know, the only people even suggesting that Martin O'Malley
was Martin O'Malley
should be the chairman of the DNC. No, you and I. We pined for it a little bit. We talked about it last week. Wouldn't that be great? You know, O'Malley's out of work. He doesn't have anything to do. He's right here in the Washington area. Please bring us Martin O'Malley. I haven't heard anyone else talking about it. I mean... is he just trying to get his name in the headlines by saying, by the way, I'm not interested in that job? I mean, is this a publicity stunt?
You know, he's become so irrelevant, you know, that I guess he does look for any opportunity to get his name in the headlines.
Right. Well, let me just, you know, I think Martin O'Malley's on to something. Let's face it. So I would like to, could I have an announcement?
Okay.
I am not interested in the job of chairman of the Democratic National Committee, and I want to make sure that everyone knows that. And EJ Dion, if you want to comment, you can reach me. Chris Saliza, any of you. Mike Allen. Is Mike Allen still? No, he's not really doing anything anymore. He's working on a new project.
I don't know.
But this is sad, because as we talk about the Democratic National Committee during the Trump era, we won't have this guy speaking on behalf of the Democrats.
I'm Martin O'Malley. Please vote for me, not Clinton or Sanders or so Huckabee. Sad. The NRA hates me because I don't like guns. Guns, guns, guns. I don't like them guns. But if you look at the polls, you might get the impression the United States president won't be my next profession. But just FYI, bro, you're so dang wrong. Soon my polls will be higher than Cheech and Chong.
How this guy didn't win, I don't know. I mean, seriously.
Such talent.
What's Martin O'Malley going to do now? I mean, we were trying to find a job for Hillary. Marty needs a gig.
Yeah. I don't know. Crab cake czar is taken.
That's right. I don't think
it was a non-paying job.
Why would you think of my gig? My God. Man, it's 7:22 on WMAO.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAO.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Do your carpets need a truly deep cleaning, not one of those spot cleanings, not stuff you buy from the store just to get rid of this one stain, not even maybe one of those cheap chemical companies that you get a flyer for in that big stack, that envelope of coupons you get in the mail, the value thing, whatever that is. No, I'm talking about a real deep clean all the way down to the floorboards. I mean, get your carpets smelling fresh and looking brand new. You know that only Zero Res can do that for you, and you want to do it right now before the holidays. And you got to do it because of this amazing, generous offer that Zero Res has. It's called the 10-10 Holiday Offer. If you call and book your cleaning today, Zero Res is going to donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you're going to save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. That way, everybody wins. You know how important the Fisher House Foundation is to us. This tells you everything you know about Luis, though. The whole team over there at Zero Res, they love our troops, and they want to help Fisher House out. There's a whole lot of carpets to be cleaned in this area, and if there's $10 donated for each of your homes, that's going to add up. So please, get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 10-10 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House, and you get $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimums apply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call them now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Home, sour home.
Flooring, tile, tub, cabinet, doors coming apart.
And for thousands of new homeowners, having a warranty doesn't seem to matter.
The contract is not on the side of the homeowner.
The water never drains.
Seven on Your Side, Scott Taylor is fighting back to help fix this growing problem of damaged dreams. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11, after the How to Get Away with Murder finale.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino.
Legendary acts like Jay Leno, Frank Caliendo, The Ultimate Elvis, Justin Shandor, and Dwight Yoakam. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in Polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in Polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 southbound still struggling out of Urbana to get by the accident activity that was south of 124. It looks like all this volume now filtering beyond as you continue in toward the Rockville area as well. Now 95 southbound, the crash, Maryland, southbound 95 between 216 and 198. Right as you approach the Patuxent River, still see a lot of the flashing lights along the left side. Big delays back at Route 100. Now, if you opt for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're in some of that stop and go through Jessup and then really essentially between 32 and Laurel. So both those directions hung up. On the Beltway, heading across the Wilson Bridge, jammed. Delays before St. Barnabas Road, but this delay this morning, it's quite unusual. Takes you across the bridge span to the accident after Telegraph Road. We have the overturned car, still activity along the right side. Traffic update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Be thankful for Dickie's Barbecue this Thanksgiving. At Dickie's.com, you can order holiday meats and meals for Thanksgiving Day. Dickie's has holiday hams, smoked and Cajun fried turkeys, and a new prime rib. Order a la carte as a meal or as a feast. Order Thanksgiving at Dickie's.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The plan stays as it's been. If anything, milder over the next few days. Clear and mild this morning, sunny this afternoon, 63. Tomorrow we could hit 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 47 degrees at 727.
There's a bit of a war brewing between Metro Board Chairman and D.C. Council Member Jack Evans and the governor of the state of Maryland, Larry Hogan. Now, this all started because Larry Hogan's proposed budget did not include enough money, in Jack Evans' mind, to help fix the Metro problem. And he speculated that this was because that Larry Hogan doesn't care about people who live in the D.C. suburbs. That's not where his votes are coming from. He says those two counties didn't support him. And actually, the heads of one of those counties, Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker's, looking at running against him. So I suspect that if I were sitting in the governor's office in Maryland, that would be part of my calculus. So Jack Evans says he doesn't care. Larry Hogan doesn't care about Metro because of politics. Well, a little bit of a cat fight there, right? Well, but wait, then Larry Hogan's. Now, our own Steve Burns there at WMAL saw, well, this is a good way to stir things up, right? Let's go ask the governor's office what they think. And Hogan's spokeswoman, Amelia Chasse, said, Mr. Evans' comments are not only unfortunate and inappropriate, they're flat out wrong. Governor Hogan and his administration care deeply about Metro and provide nearly $450 million in funding each year. And then said, the system needs strong, balanced and rational leadership.
Rational.
If this chairman can't provide it, then it's time to find someone who can. So it's getting ugly up there.
I'd say so.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, after that got stirred up here on WMAL News, Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans' office issued a statement saying, Councilmember Evans appreciates Governor Hogan affirming his commitment to the Metro system and looks forward to working with him and his administration.
Exactly.
This round goes to Governor Hogan.
It is now 7:29.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to check in with Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. She covers the Hill, and there's a lot of things going on up there right now. It's right after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A new report says Metro's SafeTrack program is going to cost a lot more money than originally planned, and it's going to take at least 3 months longer to complete. The progress report from the Federal Transit Administration estimates the final cost at $118 million. That is double the original estimate. Montgomery County School Superintendent Jack Smith says while the school system supports everyone's right to assemble and respectfully express themselves, safety has to come first.
Our goal is to keep our students safe, under adult supervision, and engaged in the learning process. It is for this reason that I am asking and expecting all students to remain in school and participate in the daily educational program as intended.
One student was beaten during an anti-Trump protest yesterday. The superintendent's comments are contained in a video that is being shown in schools today. The Trump transition team now says any registered lobbyist will have to unregister before they can be a part of the Trump administration. They would also be banned from resuming any lobbying for 5 years after leaving government service. The president-elect, meanwhile, spent the day yesterday at Trump Tower working on key appointments.
Not all of Donald Trump's visitors were necessarily admirers. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, a liberal Democrat, stopped by with a warning.
I tried to express to him how much fear there is. How much fear there is in communities all over this city. A whole range of people in the biggest city in the country who are fearful about this current dynamic.
Yet another reminder that as Donald Trump's top staff is working around the clock to staff a government, Trump himself may have some work to do to continue to unite the country.
Correspondent Sarah Murray checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,868, the NASDAQ at 52,95. Sports, it's a Cy Young Award for the Nationals' Max Scherzer. The Caps crush the Penguins, the Wizards lose to the Sixers. College basketball, the sixth-ranked Maryland women win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now, which means all prices are guaranteed through Black Friday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Why wait till Black Friday? Black Friday starts now. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You're here. You're actually here.
This is the right place, isn't it?
Yes, but it's 10 p.m.
I'm sorry. I thought right now was when you wanted us to come.
It is. I just can't believe you actually came. It's 10 p.m.
We come when it's convenient for you, sir. We're here to make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
What if I point at something and it's really hard for you to get to it?
Give it a try.
Okay. How about that filing cabinet way back there?
It's gone, sir.
I can see that. I did see that, didn't I? Am I dreaming this?
No, sir. You're not dreaming. It was really there, and now it's really gone.
What happens next?
We recycle the recyclables and donate the donatables so planet Earth stays happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This planet is so gorgeous and so incredibly beautiful that I can't get enough of it. I just can't. Your passion's important, but if your body aches and if your heel feels like you've got a nail stuck in it and won't come out, trust me, it's going to wear you down. The Goodfeet store knew what they were talking about and took the time to really dial in what I needed. I'm Dale, and that's my Goodfeet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy morning. Suitland Parkway, big delays before Route 5 to get up to DC 295, which has been jammed to try to get in on the 11th Street Bridge. Had a crash right as you get up the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. We might still see some of that activity on the shoulder. But that westbound freeway jam up continues to cross the outbound 14th Street Bridge to go north on the George Washington Parkway to the crash before you get to Memorial Circle. Huge backup there. Now to the Wilson Bridge. Same story. Delays almost back to Route 5, Branch Avenue. This morning, though, it is a continuous delay into Virginia to the crash after Telegraph Road as you approach Van Dorn. Still along the right side, overturned car was involved in that crash. Northbound 5, 301 through Brandywine. It's been a little bit difficult this morning with the crash. Northbound right near Shortcut Road. At last check, it was still blocking a lane. And in Virginia, 395 as you leave the Beltway, cross the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway solid. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The plan stays as it's been. If anything, milder over the next few days. Clear and mild this morning, sunny this afternoon, 63. Tomorrow we could hit 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Springfield, 32 in Greenbelt, 44 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is 7:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we got plenty more ahead. At 8:05, D.C. Councilmember Alyssa Silverman, she's proposing that the District of Columbia scale back the money they were going to spend on the inaugural parade because, you know, Hillary didn't win, so why bother? And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Susan Fariccio, chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Good friend of this program. Good morning to you, Susan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, so we have almost all the pieces in place up on Capitol Hill as far as leadership's concerned, except for, well, who's going to be the minority leader of the House? Nancy Pelosi had to kick back her vote for a couple of weeks, and she sent out a letter yesterday suggesting that she feels like she has it all put together. She says, I have 2/3 of the votes. Is she going to be the minority leader?
Well, it is all about the math, and if she does have 2/3 of the votes, then she will be minority leader because it only takes a simple majority in the Democratic caucus to win that position. She's been there a very long time. She's been in the leadership for, 13 or so years, 14 years at least, and she is a prolific fundraiser. She's helped a lot of Democrats get elected. However, she's also overseen quite a bit of hemorrhaging in the Democratic numbers in Congress. They've lost more than 60 seats since she became a leader, and they're pretty much sidelined in their minority status because they've got about 190 plus seats right now, and they only picked up about 6 seats in this past election last week. So it's not a big success story for the Democrats. A lot of frustration. The other problem is the leadership team, just in general, has been a long time. They're in their 70s. Minority whip, Steny Hoyer, has also been there almost as long as Pelosi in the leadership. And some of the younger and newer members are saying, maybe it's time for a change at the top. And there's a level of frustration that even the leaders are acknowledging. However, it looks as though that Pelosi and Hoyer and the leadership team would still like to cling to power. But they've kind of hit the pause button, guys. Instead of having their leadership elections this week, they're saying, wait, you know, we've got this Thanksgiving break coming up. Let's hold the leadership elections after. And that was their way of kind of mollifying the ranks who were saying, let's not rush into just reelecting the same old leadership team. And now it sounds like this Ohio representative, Tim Ryan, is going to challenge her. He's been around a while. He's not new, but he's newer and he's younger. And he's from a Rust Belt state, and he's from amongst the voices who came out and voted for Donald Trump. You know, he's a Democrat, obviously, but, you know, he represents that part of the country and who feels as though they have not been heard by the Democratic Party.
Wait,
you have this interesting fight going on up there, and we're not quite sure how it's going to turn out. She said yesterday, Pelosi, that she has support of 2/3 of her caucus. If that is the case, then yes, she will be the next minority leader.
Did I just mishear you? Did Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio, vote for Donald Trump, or his district voted for Donald Trump?
Well, he's from Ohio. He's a Democrat. However, he represents, from the part of the country,
right,
of course, where
who voted for Donald Trump.
Really came out for Donald Trump. Right.
Yes. That's okay.
Right. No, he did not.
That's fine.
He voted for Trump.
So listen, it is intriguing to see the Democrats go through this in leadership, and it sure seems like, as you said, Nancy Pelosi has locked in her support. But once Congressman Ryan throws his hat out there, things can change, can't they? When the debate is engaged.
Well, maybe. I mean, it's not like the problem on Capitol Hill. It's a little bit like junior high school. Well, maybe it's a lot like junior high school. These elections are, you know, it's hard to, if Nancy Pelosi has 2/3 of her members standing behind her, she's likely to get, here's the other problem for Ryan, if the other Ryan, if he decides to run for minority leader, not to be confused with Paul Ryan, obviously, is that most of the Democratic caucus is quite liberal. It's shrunk down. It used to be a broader, bigger caucus. We had a lot of these sort of blue dog moderate Democrats who might support a new leader. They've all been voted out of office. They're gone now. And so you have a smaller, more liberal caucus who are more likely to get behind Pelosi, who is herself very liberal. And so that's part of the politics behind why she has the advantage. Of course, there's no guarantee. Again, the troops are getting a little frustrated, and so when that happens, now you get this week delay. Anything could happen, as they say, but at this point, she does have a lock on it. But the fact that he's willing to challenge her and may have a whole bunch of people behind him signals that the old guard is really starting to have to think about leaving.
Let me turn to Paul Ryan, who made a move yesterday, sort of interesting. This is inside baseball, but very interesting. Shut down an effort to reinstate earmarks. Talk about what was going on there.
Yeah, this started really, this was Congressman Rooney from Florida who pitched the idea of changing at least some of the earmark policy. He came up with this plan a couple months ago. It's just now getting a lot of attention because they're trying to set the rules for the next Congress. He wants to be able to set earmarks for Army Corps of Engineers. That is very weedy and technical, but he feels like Congress should have a say in that direct spending and not just the federal government because it really deals directly with local issues. So there's the earmark issue. However, don't forget the whole earmark issue really did not sit well with the public.
That's right.
They thought it was a sort of behind-the-scenes way of just throwing extra money and pet projects, pork barrel spending into legislation without a lot of sunlight. And so they were banished. They were banished under Speaker John Boehner. And it was part of the whole agenda that helped Republicans get elected.
Well, anyway, I love the fact that they were saying, oh, they're not earmarked, it's directed spending. Well, Susan, we're going to leave it right there. We're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Susan. Greatly appreciate it.
Susan Ferriccio, covering the junior high school that is the U.S. Congress.
Really is,
By the way, Susan, what are you doing after gym class?
I don't take gym. No.
It's 7:43 on WMAL.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
Whole lot of news about healthcare these days, and most of it is about the skyrocketing costs of healthcare. Well, I have a bit of good news for you, and I want you to listen carefully. You ready for this one? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. No, no, no. Seriously, I mean it this time. You can. With the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless, and I know firsthand how Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group put their patients' priorities first. Wouldn't you like to experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, quality care that you deserve? You know, all those things that have been promised with healthcare in the news over the last several years, where you're going to get it, you're going to feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health today. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones. He's over in McLean. His office is right there. Visit principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
7:45 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, if I told you a crash on the George Washington Parkway slows you back to the Wilson Bridge, scratch your head and say, wait, where is she talking about? Here we go. It's a huge backup. On the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway, as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge, if you're going up toward the Memorial Circle, crews are still with a crash. Just about 5 minutes ago, they were still doing the cleanup here. Delays, not only as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge, but they've linked up to that westbound, southeast-southwest freeway backup that slows 295 coming off of the Beltway back near the Wilson Bridge. Got it? So it is going to be a long haul through that stretch and extra patience for sure needed. I know that's frustrating. Suitland Parkway jam up begins before you get to Route 5, heading over to 295. To the Wilson Bridge, this is not a good trip either. It's a little bit unusual. It's continuous across the bridge span into Virginia. The crash on the Beltway Virginia side interloop near Van Doren was along the right side. It involved an overturned car, so they had a bit of a cleanup to do there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Tracking high pressure, that's it. High equals dry, and dry weather will continue as we move through today. 63 overnight tonight, clear in 43, suburbs 30s. Sunny tomorrow with a high close to 70. Let's leave it at 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. It is 7:47.
Bruce Springsteen is possibly one of the least talented, most monotonous, and boring performers in American music. And not only that, he's...
Send your cards and letters to Larry O'Connor.
He's also an insufferable liberal who likes to take his platform in the entertainment world to dictate his radical policies to the rest of us. So naturally, he was awarded yesterday, or announced he would be awarded, the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. Because, I'm going to read you the names of the list of the people who got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and it is a who's who of radical liberal activists in the entertainment field, as well as people. I could have named the names that I'm going to name you could have been at last week's Hillary Clinton Get Out the Vote effort.
Many of them were, in fact.
Yes. I mean, so we got Bruce Springsteen. We also have...
Wilson, where are you? Wilson! Wilson!
I'm right here.
Wilson!
He's calling you. Tom Hanks, who, you know, I never thought was as insufferable as he is, but boy, he really showed his true colors in this last election.
Wilson!
Why don't you ever answer him when he calls you? It goes further. Lorne Michaels, who has used his Saturday Night Live program as a platform for liberal Democrat politics over the many decades, is finally getting his Presidential Medal of Freedom, too, the White House announced yesterday. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, former basketball player who has been writing scathing essays in Time magazine, also has been announced. Ellen DeGeneres, who used her Daily Show as a platform for all the Democratic candidates. Robert De Niro, remember Robert De Niro putting out that YouTube video attacking Trump?
Right.
Robert De Niro, keeps going on and on. It is remarkable. Well, they're not even transparent about it.
They're just rewarding their friends.
All right. So some of the other names who are outside of politics and also in the world of it. Vin Scully, 67 seasons as the voice of the Dodgers.
Wow.
He retired this year.
Okay, that one's cool.
Diana Ross is going to be getting a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Oh, I missed another liberal activist.
Who's
you want to do a little? You want to do a little Supremes there?
You know, I just like
you're doing that. You did the whole arm gesture and everything.
Stop. In the name of love. Yeah, I love that. When you say that, you have to do that thing.
Yeah. Is that right?
When you say Diana Ross, you have to do it.
That's funny.
Okay.
So when I say Diana Ross, you think of that.
Stop. That's right.
See, when I think of Diana Ross, I think...
There's a new me coming out, and I just have to live, and I want to give...
Okay.
I don't know why. Actually, I think of the musical Dreamgirls, loosely based on Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Moving on.
I don't want to now. I just want to do Diana Ross music. Robert, I said that. Robert Redford will also be receiving one. I forgot about him. Michael Jordan, who has tried to stay out of politics as much as he can. Frank Gehry, architect, will be getting one. He's actually remarkable, remarkable genius. He has some great buildings in Los Angeles. That's pretty much either. Oh, and Bill and Melinda Gates and the Gates Foundation and all that stuff. All right. So that's all the White House Medal of Honor. Meanwhile, there's another award that we've been talking about quite a bit. That would be the Nobel Prize.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If your time to you is worth saving.
Boy, I hear this and I think Nobel laureate.
Swimming, or you'll sink like a stone, or the times they are riches.
Yeah. Will he or won't he? Will he or won't he? He ignored the Nobel committee that gave him the prize for literature, Bob Dylan did, for weeks. Finally, he announced, well, I'm thrilled about this. Of course, it's great. So everyone said, oh, great.
The truth is, he called him some time ago and had a conversation with him.
They didn't
understand anything he said.
That's right. they're trying to speak Swedish. He's trying to speak Dylan, you know. Anyway.
They had to get a translator that spoke Dylan.
It is now official. He will not be traveling to Stockholm to receive his Nobel Prize. He says that he has pre-existing commitments. Now, what pre-existing commitments could you possibly have that precludes you from...
Pick up his dry cleaning? I don't know.
He has to get a haircut. I have to wash my hair. That's how many times did a girl ever say, like, I'm sorry, I can't go out on a date with you, I got to wash my hair?
Yeah, I never got that.
Oh, yeah, me neither. It's 7:51.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
1 week from today, you will be eating turkey. Thanksgiving is 1 week from today. Now, if your family is anything like my family, it's all right. People are running around with their hair on fire. There are so many plans to make, so many things that have to get done. And there's probably a very special woman in the center of it all. Your wife, your mother-in-law, your grandmother, maybe all of those people, maybe your daughter. I'm telling you guys, be a hero right now before the holiday. And this may get you a free pass to watch the games instead of cleaning the dishes. Get those ladies in your life a fabulous multicolored rose bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. I mean, you know that 1-800-Flowers is the only place to go for flowers, bouquets, gifts, especially roses. They're the best, and they stand behind every rose bouquet with their 100% smile guarantee. If for any reason you have an issue, they will make it right, no matter what, no questions asked. But this deal they've got right now, get it done, gentlemen. You will be a hero. 24 multicolored roses. You're going to get them delivered for only $24. That's how much the roses cost. 1-800-Flowers 24 for 24 Thanksgiving deal. To order 24 multicolored roses for only $24, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon and then enter my name, Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click the radio icon. Enter the code Larry. 24 roses for $24. This offer ends tomorrow.
It's now time to see how your money's doing. Check in at the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Cameron.
Trying to imagine Larry with his hair on fire. Stocks fell yesterday on Wall Street, ending the Dow's seven-day winning streak. Futures point to a higher open again today. Walmart stock will fall, though, after profits and sales came up short last quarter. The bright spot, online sales were up 20% after it bought Jet.com. Best Buy sold more mobile phones and other electronics. Its profits rose. Best Buy sees a strong Christmas coming, but with fewer promotions. Bad news for shoppers, good news for investors. Some history in Russia today. LinkedIn was banned in that country for the way it stores user information. LinkedIn is the first major social network to be blocked by Russian authorities. Google's out with a new app, Google Earth VR, that lets you stand in the middle of outer space or fly over the Eiffel Tower. The app is free. And Time Magazine has just released its 100 most influential photos of all time, including a drop of milk. Those images are available now through a new book, videos, and online as of today. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, get ready. The Wilson Bridge, your delays back near Route 5 Branch Avenue to cross the Wilson Bridge into Virginia. The longstanding crash finally gone near the Eisenhower Connector. But again, those delays continuous, Maryland into Virginia. And on the outer loop side, it was rubbernecking north of Van Dorn to get onto that outer loop stretch of the Beltway. Out of Newington, also slowed across the 14th Street Bridge. The George Washington Parkway, that's been a mess this morning with this longstanding crash north of the 14th Street Bridge near Memorial Circle. Slows the freeway, slows 295, and slows you out of Old Town Alexandria coming in from Slater's Lane. 270, quick note, southbound still on the shoulder, the accident in Gaithersburg south of 117. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womensHearts. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another good shot of sunshine. High pressure still dominant. Mild weather. Winter nowhere to be found in the short term. 63 and sunny today. Sunshine maybe 70 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 7:56.
Home, sour home.
Flooring, tile, tub, cabinet, doors coming apart.
And for thousands of new homeowners, having a warranty doesn't seem to matter.
The contract is not on the side of the homeowner.
The water never drains.
Seven on Your Side, Scott Taylor is fighting back to help fix this growing problem of damaged dreams. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11, after the How to Get Away with Murder finale.
Season long, How to Get Away with Murder has promised an explosive winter finale. And tonight on ABC, we deliver.
There's an unidentified male body.
Oh my God.
You will find out who lives.
I thought you were dead.
And who dies.
Tell me.
The How to Get Away with Murder winter finale after Grey's Anatomy and Notorious.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side.
The Bigger, Better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA, National Firearms Museum presents a one-of-a-kind rifle, a Remington Model 700 MK13 300 Winchester Magnum, used by Bradley Cooper in the film American Sniper, about Navy SEAL Chris Kyle's life. The Bigger, Better Nation's Gun Show, this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center, this weekend. Coupons and more info at cegunshows.com or showmasters.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Live Casino and Hotel has more gaming, more rewards, and now even more ways to win with the new member play $100 on us bonus. Simply join the Live Rewards Club and use your new Live Rewards card on your first day of play. We'll reimburse any losses up to $100 in free slot player promotional chips. Visit MarylandLiveCasino.com for details. At Arundel Mills, for new Live Rewards members only, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Jake Tapper of CNN and, oh my gosh, Critter News.
That's right. Also, the D.C. Council member, Alessa Silverman, is going to be with us in a moment. She's...